Swung on, fly ball, hit the deep center field. Williams goes back.
Well, welcome back. It's taken us 38 minutes to get everybody working on Skype because Skype just doesn't want to cooperate everybody. This is another On Deck podcast, episode 9, and I'm here with two of my students who I've been teaching for the last, I don't know what it's been now, 8-9 weeks in a graduate course through Plymouth State University called Learning and Teaching in a Networked Classroom. And so I've got Kim and Patty joining me here tonight. And we're going to have a little conversation about the class, kind of their reflection. I'm going to turn this into PSU as part of my reflection as the teacher and also as feedback for me and for this class as this class moves forward. And we'll start with Kim. And Kim, if you'll just introduce yourself, give us your blog address, where you work, and kind of your job title and what you do with your jobs.
So and I also wanted to say Sherry's here in spirit with us because she can't get logged in. So we're thinking of you, Sherry. Okay, I am Kim Tufts. I teach middle school 6th, 7th, and 8th grade in Derry at Hood Middle School. My blog address is hockeymomblog.blogspot.com. And what else was I supposed to say about myself?
Where do you work? What do you do? What's your job?
Okay. Well, I teach 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students. I teach in a 12-week trimester. And 6th and 7th grade is a preset curriculum, technology, you know, the core stuff like word processing, painting, drawing, spreadsheets, things like that. And then for the 8th graders, this year was a little different. I taught HTML, strict programming. And the kids were to use the HTML programming to create websites to store their artifacts for their portfolios. But that's going away as of this year.
And what are you guys going to do next year then, if that's going away?
Next year they're going to kind of go back to like the folder system and just pretty much store stuff in folders. They're going to have a project for each grade level. Sixth grade will do something in math, I think. Seventh grade will do something in language arts or vice versa. I don't know how it's going to work, but they're kind of go back to that methodology. And then I'm going to go back to the class I taught the year before, which was a multimedia class. And we designed a class for the kids to use, all of the media that we've taught and all of the programs. And it's kind of like they design a product or a company, and they start from the ground and they build this product and they do, you know, make, business cards and letterhead, and they make a commercial about their product. And so it's kind of a fun class, and I'm going to teach websites too.
Oh, cool. So are you going to have them doing that? Are you going to have them do that like on a wiki? Are you going to use any of these new tools, or are you going to go back to HTML coding their own website?
Well, I'd like to use the wiki. That's how I would like to set it up because I'd like to see a lot of collaboration, and I already have a really good idea for the beginning of the class where I have them do a project on the S&P 500 and those companies that are housed within it, and I'm going to have them collaborate with the
Oh, audio just dropped. That's not good.
I can hear you.
I can hear you too, but I can't hear Kim.
I know, it's kind of a can't
hear Kim?
Oh, there she is.
There
okay,
she is.
You're back. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was saying, what was I saying?
You were talking about the S&P 500. Kids were going to make business cards.
Great. We will be S&P 500. So I'm going to have a collaborative classroom within the school, though. I'm going to start small because I'm thinking small here. And we're going to collaborate with the other two eighth grade classes and collaborate just in the building on S&P projects to start.
Very
hopefully
cool.
With a wiki, but right now we use Mood.
Very cool.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Well, you're cutting in a little out, but I think we're getting most of it. So, Patty, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and give us your blog address, where you work, and kind of what you do.
Okay. My name is Patty Sullivan, and my blog address is torchgirl2002.blogspot.com. And I don't know if we ever figured out why I call myself Torch Girl, but that's another question. I teach 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade in Allenstown. We've moved away from the 7th and 8th grade because – they have computers and apparently they know how to use them. I don't really agree, but I'm like, okay, isn't that like having a library and so you have all readers? But needless to say, what I used to teach in eighth grade, I now teach in fifth grade. So over the course of 5 years, those children's skills have really progressed. So for instance, one of the projects might be that I do. So we spread all the students track manually. Every day they come in, they enter into a spreadsheet where they spend their time for the day. Then, for instance, we'll make that into a pie chart with percentages and then copy those percentages. We'll create a silhouette of them and make percentages and kind of these creative brain puzzles. And I used to do that with eighth grade about 5 years ago, and now I do that with fifth grade.
Wow.
So it's interesting. It's interesting to me how things progress. You know, the formulas and things, sometimes I have to help the fifth grader certainly along with that. But as far as, you know, doing the everyday things, something that an eighth grader might struggle with, the fifth graders, I'm like, let's just do this and log on and go to USA Today and check this site. And they're just with it all the time.
That's cool.
It's not even a question. They can, you know, I'm like, all the basic troubleshooting, I could just say, try these three things, and nobody gets frustrated.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the older the kids are, I think the more frustrated they become.
Yeah.
But that's what I do. Cool. Unfortunately, the program's been cut in half, so I'm kind of looking around for another 50% or a full job. And I've been working with a gentleman out in Exeter, New Hampshire. They have a charter school. And what it is with the SAU, any student in New Hampshire can go for free, and they can go to a virtual high school or middle school. Currently, they have 500 students and 900 classes, and you can just do everything online. It follows the Florida Virtual Learning Academy, where 60,000 kids take classes. So hopefully I'll be working with them and kind of keeping up with stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. We also need to mention that Sherry has joined us. She's the third student in my class. And for some reason, she can't get her mic to work with Skype today. And everybody knows if you've worked with Skype long enough, you understand these things happen with Skype. But her blog is at shegstrom-ed5160.blogspot.com. And we'll make sure we put everybody's blog address in the show notes so people can easily click on those. So what I'd like to do is just kind of talk about some of your thoughts about this course at this point. And I've got a couple that I'd like to talk about. And then any questions you have or any other things you would like to share. Let's start with Second Life. I know last week we were supposed to, or earlier this week, we were supposed to all go into Second Life together, and all of a sudden my school decided to block Second Life. It worked the week before. It didn't work on Monday when I got to school. And it was an interesting experience for me because I couldn't get a hold of you guys, and you guys were all in Second Life already. And so I went to Twitter and said, I've got three PSU students in Second Life. Can somebody run in there and help show them around? And the response I got was so interesting. And then you guys came. I think it was Kim and Patty. I think both of you called me on Skype. And so I'm chatting with you on Skype, telling you where to go in World. And it was just this really weird connective feel to the whole thing. So why don't we start with you, Kim, and kind of maybe give me your Second Life experience and how that whole thing kind of worked for you.
Okay. Well, interesting because you had us go on a couple weeks ago, just get in and make our avatars. Since then, an article had come out, which was pretty interesting, saying that people perceive you through your avatar. Mm-hmm. And I guess I wasn't thinking that because I made this totally goth avatar. So funny, like, and it doesn't look anything like me, but I thought it was kind of fun and in a different person because here I am in, you know, this place that you're just another whole person. But what the article had said is that people with a really like good looking avatar, they were feeling confident about themselves outside of the Second Life atmosphere. So I found those to be some things. While I was in, like, it felt kind of naughty, and I know that sounds funny. It was just kind of weird. I felt like I was just in this other place. I'm not really a game player. It's like to play games like that. I don't play, you know, PlayStation and stuff. My kids do, but I have no idea.
Right.
And I had met people, you know, because the people are so fantastic about helping you. And I met what's the girl's name? Patty, you remember the that helped us know something. K-N-O-W.
I saw a Randall out there that was running around.
Oh, that was the guy that helped.
I don't remember.
That was the guy that helped us through Twitter. So anyways, you know, in there, Isti Island, and I was doing all that. And when I got to Isti Island, there were some really good people that were really helpful, and they told me how to, you know, they gave me clothes to wear, and they gave me roller skates.
Oh, cool.
And it was kind of funny. Yeah, it was really funny. But then they directed me. I didn't know how you earned money. I didn't understand that you needed money.
Yeah.
And to get stuff. And so this one girl that I met in there, she took me to the, she took me to this place, like this dance club, and we dancing, and she said, you dance for, 10 minutes, you get a dog. And you didn't sounds like money. It was so hilarious. So I'm thinking, I'm like, oh my God, am I cheating on my husband? What is going on here?
That's awesome.
It was so hilarious. And I'm going to bring you guys all into this place and I have it bookmarked or whatever. But it's so funny.
Oh, that's
and
great.
So then we went back because I'm like, I had some time to kill. We were waiting to meet that night. So I went back in. I'm like, all right, I have 10 minutes to kill. I'll earn some more money. And so I went to the dance place, and then I just started running like a really naughty place. And then there's an article that was attached to the other article that I put in the blog, and it's talking about like adult stuff. So then I was like, oh my goodness, adult stuff. So that was my experience.
Kim, you're not going to keep your job. Somebody's going to find out you're on the wrong island.
I love it. How about you, Patty? I have a feeling your experience was a little more tame.
Well, you know, I did change my clothes. I figured that out. I figured out the teleporting and flying. And it's interesting that if you don't fly or roller skates, you could actually walk through or walk really good. I honestly, typically I read a magazine and newspaper from the back cover forward. And so I never read the bottom or I never read the middle of the thing. So I wasn't sure I was supposed to go to Isti Island. So Kim came and rescued me. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm supposed to be somewhere. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking around this island over here and I'm meeting all these people. I guess I should get over there. So when we got over there, we were, you know, searching for you. And I'm thinking, who is this person with the horns? I'm like, who is this? And then, of course, everybody has these avatar names and I'm like, at least mine had Patty as a first name, but nobody else's name was somewhat normal. It was Kim Horns. And the person, I think it must have been Sherry, she was dressed as a normal avatar, like when you first subscribed. So I was thinking, okay, but it was just so hard for me to make the connection of who was who.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, well, who the heck cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, and let's just figure out where Jeff is. So I thought, like you did, that it was really exciting to say, okay, but we couldn't get hold of anybody. So, you know, I'm kind of on Kim's planet. Like, I have kids that play video games, but frankly, I don't know if I have time or I just don't.
Yeah.
But I don't play those games. So when, you know, everybody has their own persona, my kids are like, that is like really weird, Mom. And I'm thinking, you do this all the time. And it was just interesting that you could just go there, and the Isti Island felt really safe.
Yeah.
But if you look, there is a yes/no item there of whether you want to be adult content, and I'm thinking, oh, no, because you know I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I think it'd be really interesting, Kim said, to decide you could dress yourself a particular way on a particular island, well, in a particular way.
Yeah. My best story was I was taking a tour one time and I walked into a Michigan State University class and I walked into this class and there had to be 30 avatars in this room. And of course, you know, the little chat box is just exploding and they had read a book and they were discussing the book. But I walk in and it's like, I was just new to Second Life, and I look over and I have a peacock on one side and Snoopy on my other side. And I'm sitting here going, what in the world is this place? And I'm reading this chat. And of course it's all this theory and, you know, what did the author mean here? And they're having this total in-depth discussion with a turkey and Snoopy. And I'm just like, this is the weirdest place. You know, there's people flying around. Somebody's laying on the floor. I mean, it was just hilarious. It really is. It takes some getting used to, for sure. For sure. Another thing I'd like to talk about. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, I agree. It's an amazing place where you can be whoever you want to be. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, who really, you know, okay, let's get into the conversation. I guess I should pay attention. mention it one thing or another.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. The other thing I'd like to talk about, and this is something that I've always wanted to do on a podcast, is, you know, I run the class on a wiki, which is very outside of what PSU usually does with using a Blackboard and being very, you know, in that walled garden. And I've taken this class. I've put it on a wiki. It's very open. Anybody can go to the wiki. Anybody can see anything there. And instead of doing a final paper, I have you blog about what we're studying throughout the course. So instead of having a final, like final paper you have to turn in, your blog and all of the content that you've posted there is basically your final, is your final paper, and it's graded throughout the course. And I just wanted to kind of get some feedback from you guys on, did you like that? Do you like that process? Do you feel it's more authentic to the learning? And go ahead, Kim, I guess we'll start with you again. And just, you know, how was that experience for you blogging?
The blogging was actually, I think, risky at first, and it got easier and easier as I did it, I guess. And Jeff and I, and Patty, we skipped a little bit back and forth on our things too. And we kind of all agree that the more you do it, all of a sudden you're starting to read more articles and you're starting, you're like, oh, I could blog about this, or I could put this in my blog, or, oh, this is such a great, video. I want to share this. I don't know who's looking at it because I don't have a lot of things on my blog, but, a lot of responses or replies, but it's kind of just a place to evolve as a person and as an educator. And I don't know, I really kind of like it now that I've done it.
Good. Patty?
Yeah, I think that, you know, initially it was like, who the heck cares what I think? You know, oh, really? Am I to really put anything up there? But then when I realized, oh, somebody else is looking, and then it ends up being a whole different dynamic. It adds to the perspective of, okay, whatever you put up there, anybody can read, so let's make it something that's valuable in this arena. And I really enjoyed doing it. And then sometimes I was like, well, I really have nothing to talk about. Then as I started blogging, I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure I do have something to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
You know, I think with so many tools that we began to use that I almost stumbled upon, oh, look at this idea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once in a while, what looks right on my screen, I'd go to another machine and go, oh, it doesn't look like that at all.
Yeah.
But when as we were doing this, I was, you know, showing kids at school the tools, and they were so amazed. They, you know, we can't get to blogs at school, but we can certainly get to wikis.
No, interesting.
Oh, my son. No, he was trying to get me to shut the door so that he could go to sleep.
Oh.
I'm like, what 15-year-old goes 20. To bed at 8, 9 o'clock? I don't know. Whatever.
That's funny. A good boy. That's
no.
It.
Oh,
that's Thank
great.
You.
Yeah. The collaboration project. Oh, go ahead, Patty. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I really like, you know, I never really figured out what pieces were until I started using them. But I think it's the way I learn. I'm like, oh, let's see if I can break it first. Like, if you look on our wiki, there's at the very bottom, there's a page there. And I added it, but I have no idea how to get rid of it. And I'm like, oh, I keep looking at that like, I should try to figure that out. Then I'm like, nobody else seems to care, so let's keep going. Yeah. I have, like at Plymouth State, I'm on the board of directors there, and I actually have created a wiki for our alumni association to say, okay, here's our strategic plan. How are we going to actually adjust it? And people on that association are actually changing things and adding things through a wiki.
Awesome.
So it is very, very
cool. That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's yeah, and that's cool. What I did too for, I changed my whole, oh, are you there, Patty? Can't hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I changed my whole capstone project around. I was going to do a Moodle project actually for the school district, and now I created a gigantic wiki to incorporate technology into
awesome.
The classroom, into all of the, all of the core classes, ESOL. Basically, I've been web mining for the past, like, year and putting everything in Digio, and you showed me how to move my Delicious in. That was awesome. And now I'm just plugging it all
that
in.
That again? What are you doing with your Delicious, Kim?
I moved all my Delicious into the, how do you say it, Digo, Geo, how do you say it?
Digo, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think there's just an amazing array of tools out there that people don't use. I think, you know, we did an overkill situation, but I think you can pick and choose and really have an effective means of communication with whatever group you're working with that, you know, will really work for them. My kids, you know, when I said, you know, I brought them to your school, Jeff and I said, okay, it says the Shanghai American School, and this is what I'm doing. This is a wiki. And they could see the wiki. They can't change it, of course, but they were like, whoa.
Cool.
Like, you do this?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just totally amazed that just people were like, what are you talking about? You talk to some guy in another world. I'm like, well, he's in a country.
Yeah.
He's not in another world. He's in another place.
Yeah.
You know?
Sipping his latte at 9 a.m., I might add.
Oh. So. Well, thank God it's already Friday for you. We have one more day before Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that's right. So you get the 3-day weekend, though, so that's okay. How about
Twitter?
That's
right.
This is the first time I've ever introduced Twitter to the class. I thought about doing it last fall, and Twitter was still kind of on the verge, and then it's just exploded. And so I had you guys set up Twitter early, and I remember I had you set up Twitter account, and you guys were like, I don't get it. And I said, stick with it for 2 weeks. If you don't get it after 2 weeks, then you don't have to use it. And so tell me, what has been your experience with Twitter as a networking tool?
I actually am on a technology triad in our district because there's five towns that, you know, are sending district, whatever. And all of a sudden at my, you know, I mentioned it in my triad that all of a sudden it says somebody's following you. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound good. And I'm like, oh, wait, okay.
Mm, that's pretty good. Kim, Patty's coming in and out a little bit. She gets so excited that her mic just shuts off.
No,
I know, it's weird. Can you hear me?
I can hear Kim now.
I can hear you.
But Patty starts talking, but you know, then when she gets more excited, the mic just drops.
What are you trying to say? I haven't finished that evaluation, Jeff. Careful.
Oh, that's too funny. Kim,
wait, are you guys watching Sherry?
I'm watching the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool that she's doing a neck online.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Okay.
So Kim, you with Twitter, how's that worked out for you?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're good.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, good. yeah, I was, I'm an advertisement for Verizon. I really like Twitter. At first I was the one that said this is whack, is possibly due for me because my kids use instant messaging. Those social networking and do I have time for this or I can't believe I know Sherry would agree with this too because time what a resource it is and the amount of people that I've found it or following me pretty nice and want to follow me back. It's kind of nice. Other
cool.
People don't, but and that's okay.
Yeah. No, and I think that's it. I think some people worry too much about, you know, you're following somebody and they don't follow you back. But, you know, part of being in that network is you go out and you find the people that you think can add to your network. And it doesn't matter if they follow you back or not. You are interested in what they have to say. And I think you have to very much personalize it and say, you know, this is somebody I think I can learn from. And that's the reason why you add them, not because you're hoping that they add you back. That's just me.
Right. And you know, there was a big discussion going on about that in a blog and all that kind of stuff about, you know, they're responsible and they want you to follow them. And they kind of, you know, I don't even know how to explain it very well. But, you know, it's basically, yeah, I went on and kind of commented and said, really, it's just about the education and what we can learn from each other. I guess they were saying that some of them were trying to self-promote,
yeah.
Yeah, self-promote, exactly, having a brain cramp here. Self-promote, you know, their thoughts or whatever, but isn't that the whole point, really, of blogging and, you know, you don't have to read it if you don't want to.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I find interesting is when people say that they go back and read all of the tweet messages they got, I don't go back. I mean, I'm following over 1,000 people at this point and I don't have the time, but you know, there's nothing there that if I miss it, I feel like I've missed something. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's just, it's a random conversation that's continually going. And so, you know, when I'm on the network, I pay attention to it. When I'm not on the network, I don't worry about it. And that's just, but that's just the way I use it, you know.
Sometimes myself, yeah, I find myself going back sometimes, just a couple pages or a couple, you know, an hour.
Yeah.
I don't go crazy.
Yeah.
Is it a lot, Patty?
I would say really, like, I do the same thing Jeff does. Like, I look and I'm like, well, if that's interesting, I look. And if it's really not important to me, I'm like, okay, that's a, it's gone by. I'm waiting for the next hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Let's talk a little bit about the collaboration project. I've got to get going here in a little bit because I have to go teach Google Docs to some 11th graders. So we'll have to wrap this up. It took us a little time to get started today. But I'd like to talk about the collaboration project. And Patty, we'll start with you this time. Do you, or maybe Sherry can put the wiki address in the chat for us because I don't remember it right offhand. You know, this is the problem.
Okay.
I found this out that I have everything in my RSS reader and everything bookmarked. It's like having people's cell phone numbers in your cell phone. You don't remember the addresses. You just know where
to go. Well, that's what I said when you said, what's your blog? I'm like, I don't know what my blog is. I know if I could tell you what, I can find it for you, but I can't tell what
yeah,
it is. Sherry was really instrumental in starting this project. And it was, I think, you know, when you have three technology teachers, you're like, okay, let's try to do a data unload. But I think we pretty much organized ourselves. We did a kind of a checks and a balance, and it was really easy. Sure. I was like, wow, there's so much stuff out there to put in. And I'm like, now I put a link in there to my tech triad to say, okay, you guys, go look at this wiki.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's really valuable. And they're like, ooh, can we add to it? I'm like, well, maybe I'll invite you in if you're really nice to me. And, you know, that sort of thing.
Great.
But it was easy.
Yeah.
It really, we're like, well, you know, when you said, you know, don't work on it too much longer. And I'm like, well, we haven't really even gotten started yet, Jeff.
No, that's
I didn't want to admit it to you at the time. But we were like, oh, is this what he's looking for? You know, we weren't really sure.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, there really isn't a real – you know, rule of the road here. We're just supposed to be collaborating.
Right,
and it really worked for us.
Good, good. I'm glad. Kim?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say that, Sherry set it up. It was awesome. And then, without even doing a lot of together, we all just, it all fell into place. Like we, I added stuff and Patty added stuff and Sherry added stuff. And it was just, it all just worked so well that we didn't even need to say, well, you do this. We never even talked as much of who can do what. We just knew what to do and we did it.
That's cool. That's
pretty cool.
That's excellent. Okay, so final thoughts on the course. A, would you recommend this course to other people? B, if you were teaching this course, what would you change?
Tough. Go, Patty.
Okay, is this like an empty netter, Kim? What is that? Jeez. Yes, I would absolutely recommend this class. I will tell you, when you came, I can't remember what week it was where you said, okay, you guys are having, you know, we're going to do podcasts. You might be having a hard time with it. I'm thinking, where the hell have you been? Because all these other tools, the podcast part was so routine for me that all the other tools are very new to me.
Oh, funny.
So it was as if I was experimenting every day, and then I was like, oh, I guess this is the point.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that for a few weeks, but then I realized, oh, that's the point. I'm supposed to just figure this out and uncover it, and then you were going to be okay with that. And yeah. I was like, okay, I feel pretty safe here. This is all right. Mm-hmm. And I honestly have learned more tools in the last, whatever, you know, 2.5 months than I probably have in the last year. You know, yeah, you learn websites, but do you know tools and how to use them? And I've really talked about them, and people are like, wow, you are a geek. And I'm like, you have no idea. There are so many more geeks out there than me.
Yeah, that's
so funny. It was like in the beginning, I'm thinking, who is this person and what planet is he from? Because I didn't understand what a wiki was.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is like a, you know, after a couple weeks, I'm like, oh, I get it. And if you guys can figure out how to get that page off it, I'll buy you a drink.
That's great.
Whatever country you're in. Kim?
Well, what would you change, Patty? Yeah. Is there anything you would change about the class, the way it was ran? Or
you know what? I have a terrible habit of not reading the directions.
Okay.
And I know that's a real habit that my kids don't do, you know, in classroom. Like, could you just read the directions? I usually just jump in, and when I break it, I know I break it, and I know when I need help, and I know that sort of thing. So I guess the thing would be, like, when we go to the wiki, if I realize it was a website and I contribute to it and it could be changed and that was okay.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't discover that for a few weeks. So, you know, did it matter? Probably not. Yeah. I don't know if that was a tent or not, but I didn't understand it. But as soon as I realized what it was and how it worked, and, you know, I'm like, okay, you guys, how do you do this? I'm sure Sherry and Kim were like, what is this person doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to click here and read the screen. You know, all those things you tell your kids in class to do.
Yeah.
I certainly wasn't doing them all at the right time. So I think it's more of a learning process. And if you know, I guess if somebody was uncomfortable not knowing what they're supposed to do and were afraid to ask, that might be a problem. But I'm like, well, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to ask these other people and see how it works out.
Yeah.
And that seemed to be fine. So I don't know if I would really change too much. Some of the tools were, it was sort of like in the initial stages, it was almost like a waterfall coming upon you. Like,
right.
Are you kidding me? Don't give me another tool. I don't even know what day it is.
Right.
You know, but then after a while, it's like, oh, this is the way it's going to be. I get it.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal now.
Yeah. And I will admit it. It's usually a very steep learning curve for most people that take the class. Cause you know, we jump right in and then it's, you've got to learn to use a wiki. You've got to set up Google Reader. You've got to start your own blog. And like within the first 2.5 weeks, I mean, I can see that, and it's been that way every time I've taught this course. I get that same thing. Like, it's just overwhelming at the beginning because we got to get the tools set up so that the rest of the class can go on. But it is a huge learning curve at the beginning. But it usually is for most people. You know, even our teachers in our schools, as we start using these tools, I think it's good to feel that overwhelming at the beginning. You know, all of a sudden, you know, we're all tech teachers and you're going into your teachers and you're like, okay, well, we can use a wiki or we can use a blog, and oh, you need to have an RSS reader and you need to get on Twitter because there's 5 other economic teachers that are on Twitter and you can do so much with Twitter. And I mean, you can just feel that overwhelm come from teachers in the classroom where all of a sudden they're like, there's just too much to know. And I think understanding that is something that we as technology people need to remember and need to understand as well.
Yep. I would totally agree. I would totally agree with that. And it was, you know, as soon as I felt like, okay, I'm safe now, I realize I'm overwhelmed and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it takes everybody's in different – I don't know if it was overwhelming. I was just like, okay, I am so screwed here, but I'll figure it out. You know, and I think it really helped to have everything outlined, but I really don't read everything as clearly as I should. And if you read every single week, you know, I would jump to the last week and read backwards. I don't know why I do that, but I do. So I would miss a few pieces, you know, like, oh, I guess I was supposed to be on ISTE Island. I didn't realize that, you know. So – I think if people read in depth what they're supposed to do every week, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it.
Good, good. Kim.
Okay. Tell me the questions again. What were the questions?
1A.
Kim, stop it.
So Patty can't
I'm
read
too
questions.
Busy
Kim's not
faces.
A verbal person. We got that. Okay.
I'm not.
A,
can I just say board of directors again at the university? Okay.
Kim,
don't mind me do that.
Kim, A, would you recommend this class to others?
Yes.
B, what would you change if you were teaching this class?
That's it. That's all I get.
That's it. Those two questions.
Hello.
Yes. Are you there?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can you hear me?
You're kind of breaking a little bit. Maybe try moving the mic back just a little bit from your mouth because it seems like it almost overwhelms the mic. I wonder if that backs it off a little bit. That's better. Try that.
Is it? Okay. The class was great. I mean, I can't even believe how I've lived without all of these Web2.0 tools. It sounds really sappy and weird, but this is my job. This is what I do every day is technology and how with all of the new net standards that are changing and collaboration and global networking and all of the things that digital citizenship and all of the things that I've learned just through this class in these short you know, what is it, 8-12 weeks, has just been amazing. I've made such good connections, and I joined the Horizon 2008 project, and I'm going to be a judge on that. And very I would have cool. never found out that there was such an amazing global community out there of educators that are teaching children. And I can't wait. I hope that I can get my school district to help, you know, allow me to do those kinds of things in my school.
Very cool. That's great. You know, and that's really what I was hoping for with this project, you know, or with this class, is to get you connected with other educators and let you go. And, you know, I said that a couple weeks back. The three of you have done fantastic. You know, you're all doing your own thing. I mean, Sherry's off making wikis here and there. You know, Patty's making wikis now with the board. Kim's doing the thing with the Horizon Project. And it's so weird as a teacher to just kind of step back and say, you know, this is what I wanted. I wanted you to become connected to the network and then go and be excited about being connected and do crazy, amazing, cool things. And I'm so glad that you guys got that out of this course for sure. So I told Sherry that we would, if she Skyped in on the chat, I asked her, would you recommend this course? And Sherry said she would. And I asked her what she would change. She said nothing, not even here in Derry where I live. And Jeff is the most amazing teacher ever. Oh, wait, she didn't Skype that part.
She didn't say that part.
Wait a minute. Error.
I think she's the most amazing learner. I really don't know about that other thing.
No, that's great. That's great.
He's the most awesomest teacher ever.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm the only teacher you've ever had from Shanghai. So there you go, right? I get something.
You exactly. absolutely do. And next exactly. year, I'm going to say you're in Bangkok and right. use it and milk it
there
as
go.
Much as I can. All
yeah,
right.
Use me. Great. Well, thanks, guys, so much for getting together. I know we had some trouble connecting at the beginning, and I really am sorry that Sherry wasn't able to join the chat. But we'll get the podcast up, and I'll make sure to take stuff out of the chat that we have going in the background, too, and we can put that up as well, which will be great.
Awesome.
Okay.
I have to go okay. and teach Google Docs to some 11th graders, but I will see you guys on the network. Yeah, I know. It's not very hard, and they love it. Like, I've taught it once. And they don't get it at first, and then all of a sudden it clicks, and they're off and running. And it's just, it's really cool. It's just, you know, it's one of those tools. They don't know it exists, and when I show it to them, they just see so many ways that they can use it. It's really, really cool. So, but,
none of them what you want them to use.
Yeah,
but,
of course,
okay.
of course. But thank you guys so much for another great class. And you know that you have my Skype, you have me on Twitter, you know how to find me. If you ever need anything, you know I'm here to help.
Thank you,
so.
Jeff.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, guys. You guys have a good night.
Thanks.
No problem. You guys have a good night, and I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Okay,
bye, Jeff.
All right. Bye, guys.
One on fly ball hit the deep center field. Williams goes back. Away back. Get off the line. Back. And it's Mr. Grandma. It is grand for Andy Dyer.
That your final exams are right around the corner. In homeroom this morning, you should receive an information sheet.
Hello. Feedback.
Where'd it go?
That was fun.
Oh, well, it's like he just kind of cut off in the middle of the...
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, here he comes back.
Excuse me. as I was saying, the final exams are coming starting on June 4th going through June 10th. So the information sheet you received this morning will give you all the detailed information you need to...
Now that's loud. Sounds as loud as my room at school.
Yeah.
Please read that sheet very carefully and make sure that you understand all the information. If you have any questions, please ask your homeroom teacher or us here in the office. Also, the new updated list for seating in the gym during finals is now outside between the counseling office and the high school office, so please... today, come by and check that out and make sure your name is on it where you think it should be and take note of the seat number that you have for that particular exam.
Seat number? Interesting.
Other than that, the
yeah.
other
Sounds like
the
SAT.
Yeah, that's our finals, though.
You all have, like, special things you have to go and sit and...
Yeah, wow. Well, they do it like the SATs. Our final exam is sat much like the SAT, where they go in the gym. You know, they're 3 feet. You know, every desk is 3 foot apart, and different really? Teachers rotate through. And the kids basically they're given a schedule, and they show up to one of the two gyms or three gyms we have, and they show up at a specific time to take that test. Otherwise, they don't need to be at school. They just show up for the test they need. So, yeah. So the rest of the time, they're just out studying, or they don't come to school if they don't have a test that day, and that's the way it works.
So, wow, cool.
Yeah. It works here.